Good evening. It's good to see everyone here tonight. If we'll open your Bibles, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll be looking at that in just a moment. Got a good number here, especially with the weather we're having. We have a lot of those visiting and still have a good number here. And we've got my in-law here with us tonight, so there won't be no in-law jokes till after church. No, I'm glad she's here. Tonight I was wanting to talk about examples that are worth following. We have good examples, we have bad examples. Some of us are good examples, some of us are bad examples. We need to look at each other, look at ourselves rather, and ask the question, am I an example worth following? 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1 says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. I'm going to look at a few passages here before we begin. Turn over to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians the third chapter. Again, Paul is here talking to the Philippian brethren. Philippians 3 and verse 17. It says, brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. Now let's look at one more verse. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13 and verse 7. Remember those who rule over you and have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Now, after we read these three passages, we need to realize there's three points here that I'm going to attempt to make, and I hope we gain from this lesson. Number one, who is my example? Who is my role model? Who do I follow? Number two, whose example am I as a Christian? Who's watching me? And then third and finally, what kind of example do I set as a Christian? And we're going to look at those three things here tonight. So let's start with the first point. Who is our example? If I was to raise, or if this is a Bible setting and I was to ask you, who is the most perfect example in the Bible we would follow? Every one of you would say Christ, because he is the perfect example that we have. Remember what we said in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, imitate me, I follow Christ. Paul follows after Christ. That was Paul's example, and that too should be ours as well. Have you ever thought about when you're trying to please other people, who else is it? Who's a good example I can look at in pleasing others? Christ. Turn with me to Romans chapter 15. Romans 15, you'll see how Christ treated others. Romans the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 3. We then who are strong ought to bear the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. So here we see the example of Christ. He was not someone who was selfish. Christ was someone who loved others and set that example before us. An example that we should follow. Ephesians chapter 5. Again, we're still talking about Christ as our example. Ephesians the 5th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and sweet and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. So again, we are to be imitators of God, imitators of Christ. Why? Because he loved us, he died for us, and he is showing us the example of how to love one another. Looking for a good example? Look to Christ. What about, again, how we love one another? Philippians 2, you'll go back to there. Philippians the 2nd chapter, verses 4 through 5. We just read. I did my lesson with the tablet. I got used to pushing the button. Now I'm having to find it, so it's taking me a little longer. Sorry. Philippians 2, verses 4 through 5. Though I might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. This is not the verse I was looking for. Philippians 2, 4 and 5, sorry. Look, each of you, not out for only his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So Christ always looked out for the best interests of others. Do we? Or are we a selfish people and look only for our interests and our interest alone? Christ is also is an example of patiently enduring hardship, strife. We all know he went through persecution for us. He went through this all these trials of people talking bad about him, spitting on him, and he went through this patiently because he knew God was the just judge, and that was as an example we need to look at. We too have people who make fun of us. Well, maybe not the extreme that these disciples or apostles went through at this time, but we need to look at it as, I need to go through these trials and sufferings with patience, just like Christ did. Another example from the Bible I used is Paul. And we noticed this morning in our class, this morning, Thessalonians 3, about being imitators of them, not being busybodies, but they were working. He urged the Corinthian brethren to learn by us in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. In 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 6, Paul said, Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on the behalf of one another against the other. Again, Paul uses himself as an example, him and Apollos, about not being puffed up. But again, he left us an example of how to live. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, again, the same verse we started with. Be imitators of me, because he follows Christ, a paraphrase. Yeah, I think about it, and I think young people and us older people tend to look at athletes, movie stars, or politicians maybe, singers in the world. You look up to them as a role model. We shouldn't do that. As Christians, we are not to look at worldly people for examples because they don't know God. The people we need to be looking to are those examples that we had before us in the Bible, and as we'll see, our own Christian family here. Paul also urged the Corinthians to give no offense in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 32 and 33. Give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the church of God, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. The example Paul left is he's not out to please himself. He's out to help others for their profit, to help them gain their souls for a life in eternity in heaven. He urged the Philippians in 3 verse 17 again to follow their lead. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15, he urges the Philippian brethren to keep going to maturity, to keep going to their goal, which was getting to heaven. 12 through 15 of Philippians chapter 3. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal it, even this to you. So as Christians, we need to be mature. And Paul explains this. Paul says, you need to be this way. You need to mature as a Christian. He left us an example. So again, their examples are all over the Bible of how we should be and how we can follow. Also, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. Do you want peace in your life? You can have this. We have an example. Paul, Christ, and other men in the Bible had peace with God because they did what God told them to do. He encouraged, Paul did, encourage the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 6, that receiving the word through their afflictions. when they did this, they were imitating Paul because they were obeying him. They were not Paul. They were obeying Christ, and therefore they were imitating him, and they were suffering through these afflictions. And then again, like we said this morning, 2 Thessalonians verse 3, or chapter 3, Paul said not to be a burden to others. He was not a busybody. He got out and worked. Again, a very good example for us. He said, if you do not work, neither should you eat. So what better examples do we have of men like Paul, the apostle, and Christ? What about other faithful brethren we have? Do you think there's people here among us today who could be good examples? I think there are a few, or quite a few. I'm not going to mention anybody because I don't want to embarrass nobody, but there are quite a few people that I look up to and I appreciate and have them as examples in my life. Paul said in Philippians 3, verse 17, keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example. These are good examples that we should follow. Consider those who walk after the example of Jesus, men like Paul, and use them as our examples. In Hebrews 6, verse 12, be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit this promise. Hebrews 13 and verse 7, if you'll turn over there. These are all simple passages. It's just to help us realize things in our life that we can be better examples and have good examples. Remember those who rule over you and who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. You can look throughout the Bible and see how men lived and how godly they were, and you see, and you know their outcome. And we too should look for them as an example. There are many Christians who make perfect examples. And then again, there's Christians who don't make perfect examples, or so-called Christians. And we need to know which is good and which is bad. And we need to understand, right now, the main thrust of my study is, what kind of example are you? Or what kind of example am I? Are we not examples to other Christians? We are. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we have people who watch us, whether we know it or not, they watch us. What about those who are young in faith or babes in Christ? Those who have been just baptized, do you think they look up to people in church? Yes. We are examples. Even older Christians look to younger Christians as examples. And we need to remember who we are. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 7, that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And 1 Timothy 4, and verse 12, Paul told Timothy to be a good example in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Things that we need to do. Our speech needs to be pure. We need to be good examples. Titus 2, verse 7, we are to be a model of good works. In your teaching, we need to show integrity, dignity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. That's the kind of people we need to be. So, you are an example to other Christians. And we are also examples to children, our children. Kids will look to their parents as an example. You see it all the time. I remember things my dad has done, my granddad has did, and I'll be, well, you know I talk like daddy now, so no offense. But I can remember my granddaddy doing things that I can remember. What an example he left on me. Every time I plant a garden or something, I think, well, how did he do this? You know, I remember his examples and how he was around other people. And the same with my parents as well, the things that they have shown me over the years, I remember that. I still remember some of the things that I still have flashbacks, I guess you could say. And we may not realize it, but when we're little, I don't know if we're actually, well, you do look for people to show you the way and show you how. But your own children, if you have children now, guess what? They're looking to you for an example. And we need to remember that and ask ourselves, what kind of example am I leaving for them? Matthew 18 and verse 6, if you'll turn over there. Matthew the 18th chapter. 18 and verse 6. Christ said, we'll start in verse 5. Whoever sees one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. That is should wake you up. It should make you think about your example. It is for other children or yourselves to children. Next thing I'd like to think about is your example to non-believers. Believe it or not, they're looking at you. When I go to work, I don't feel like I'm at church. I mean, I just put it that way. There's so many worldly people out there. But they do watch you. They are looking to see how you respond to certain situations. Plenty of times I've had them coming up to me and say, why ain't you, we notice you don't cuss, or you don't say this, or you don't do that. Well, there's an opportunity to teach. There's your example before them. Now, what if I did the opposite? Would I be the example? Would they know Christ? Or was I was a Christian? No. Well, they see us as an example and want to follow Jesus. If they saw you, I'm talking about myself as well, would they think, man, I'd like to be like that? Something to think about. And with your example, would they judge the church that meets here by your example? Would you want the church here at El Bethel, people to know you, or the church rather, because of what you, the example you've left? So we are examples to even those who are non-believers. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12. It says, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observed, glorify God in the day of visitation. We're always examples, and we shouldn't leave anyone anything bad to say about us due to sin. We should not be living a sinful life. Whether you want to be or not, you are an example to somebody, someone. You're either young or you're old. You are an example. So finally, the last point here I want us to really think about is, what kind of example are you? What kind of example are you showing as a faithful Christian? Number one, are you showing the world what it's like to be a Christian? If you're not, you're not leaving a good example. Are you showing those who are young in faith, those who have just been baptized, are you showing the maturity of a strong Christian? And it's our example. Either we're helping or hurting others. We need to think about that. Is your example helping the church grow? I had to think about this when I seen this list. It really jars you. It jars you. It makes you think. First example, are you attending church as you should? You have children among you. You have your own children. And they see it. They know if you go to church. They know if you don't go to church for the right. If you decide to miss church for a small headache or something you could overcome, they remember that. And it's an example they'll always remember. Are you a worthy model of involvement in the church? Can you teach? There's a lot of people who can teach that don't. And a lot of them a whole lot better than myself. I ain't going to say no more. Myself. And I'm just saying there's good teachers here. Maybe you should be a good example and teach more. We could all benefit from that. Is your example helping or hurting the church in progress? Now, this is the list I really, I mentioned it before, but this is one that really jarred me. Would you want people to follow your example? Would the church be strong if it followed your example? Or would it be weak? Number two, would the church be growing? Number three, would we have church service on a Wednesday or a Sunday night? If they was to follow my example, would we have church service on Wednesday or Sunday night? And then finally, would the church even exist if they followed my example? Things we need to think of. Now, this lesson wasn't a long lesson. I didn't intend for it to be, but I wanted to drive that home of how our examples are and how great it is and how we should live our lives. Each day that we get out before people, we need to remember. Each time you get out of bed, remember, you are an example of a Christian. How you live your lives before others means a lot. How you live your lives before your children means a lot. And I hope this helps us, and I hope we know who our role models are. If you do not have a role model, there are plenty of good men who you can follow in this in the Bible, and you can follow after that. And then finally, whose example are you? If you've never been baptized, then tonight you had the opportunity to follow the example of Christ. Christ was baptized for us, for an example for us. Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But if you have been baptized and you have fallen away, be that good example and come forward and make your life right and start living your life right as God would have you to be. If you're subject to the invitation, won't you come now as we stand and as we sing.